It's always a joy to come before God and also to bring the word of life to the people of God. Hallelujah. I will preach to you as if I will preach to 2,000, 10,000 people. I won't change my attitude towards the word of God. Hallelujah. Today is impressed on me to share with us. I would have wanted a continuation, a segue, non-interruption of last week's message. I've not finished it, but I'll finish it. But not today. The Holy Spirit has impressed on my heart to talk about Thanksgiving. Because a lot of us don't understand what it means. We think it's just something we do. No, it goes beyond that. Today I want to talk to us quickly about acceptable thanksgiving. Acceptable thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is doing what is instructed. Hallelujah. But for you to do what is instructed, it's easier when you have an understanding of it. Understanding gives depth. It gives power to your knowledge. Hallelujah. And then you activate that which God has called you to do. Psalm 47, verse 5 to 7. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. He says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. How many times is that? Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. He says what? Sing praises with what? Oh my God. I can't hear you. Sing praises with what? With understanding. If you understand why you should give praise and thanks to God, you will do it without looking at the person next to you. You won't be begged to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. The first thing I always remember every morning is to give thanks to God. Because I know that the life I have does not belong to me. Hallelujah. My life belongs to God. I borrowed it from God. God lent it to me. A day is coming, He will take it back. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving demands that we give glory to God for everything that you and I are able to use the life God gave us to do. If God did not give you that life, you cannot accomplish anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. From the beginning of this year, I'm sure each and every one of us can point to something that God has already done for you. But it becomes poisonous when you sit on it. When you don't give God the glory. Let me tell you, not testifying of what God has done for you is a poison in your body. Believe me. Praise the Lord. I mean, if somebody gave you a connection right now to make tons of money, I'm sure that person, you'll be calling them every day to say thank you. Right? Thank you. I'm grateful, if not for you. Hallelujah. When was the last time that every day, every moment, you are thanking God and say, Lord, if not for you, if not for you, God is bigger than connection to make money. Amen. God is your connection to living. The connection to life. God is the one who allowed that connection to even come into your life. Praise the Lord. I have friends who will call me from time to time. Oh, and say, Pastor, thank you, thank you. God Almighty, please, I will never share your glory. Amen. I say, it is the glory of God. It doesn't belong to me. I'm just a conduit that God used. If I refused, He will use somebody else. Praise the Lord. May you not be replaced. Amen. I say, may you not be replaced. Let us quickly take our pointer from a common scripture we all know, but I need to show you a whole lot of stuff. In Luke 17, verse 12 to 19. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice to glorify God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Another translation says, your faith has made you whole. Listen to me, church. It's appalling. It's appalling to say that 10% of people return to give thanks to God. 10% return to give thanks. Hallelujah. You owe God thanks the moment you open your eyes. Early in the morning, the moment you open your eyes, you owe him thanks. Giving God thanks means I have not forgotten the benefit God brought into my life on a daily basis. David had to command his mind. Commanded his mind to remember to give thanks to God continually. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless God, my mind. Bless God and all that is within me. Every organ in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. He thank God for forgiveness. Think about it. If God should put somebody to watch over you, to monitor you on a daily basis, now when he does wrong, knock him down. How many of us will be here? But for his forgiveness, his healing provision, redemption and protection from destruction. The destruction you saw that God delivered you from, the destruction you did not even know. And those are many. The arrows of the enemy shot against you that Jesus did not even let it come near you. You enjoy his loving kindness, his mercies. Every day, the Bible says his mercies are new. New mercy every morning. His mercy doesn't expire. Hallelujah. Provision. Nourishment. Let me tell you something. There is somebody somewhere today who is believing God for a new heart because the heart that person has collapsed. That person, if that person doesn't get a new heart, that person will die. So if that person gets a new heart, it's because somebody else died. Hallelujah. Now, not just because somebody else died, you have a new heart. You need a surgeon, heart surgeon, who is going to be willing to put that new heart, remove the old worn out heart and put a new heart. And that surgeon will need money. The minimum for one heart transplant is $120,000. How many of you need a new heart here? That your heart, that somebody has to die for you to get a new heart. That's enough to thank God for. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? There was a lady who was in our church before. She had a defect in her heart. And she went to the hospital. She was not even a tither. Until I began to tell her, pay your tithe. Give your tithe to God. She went to the hospital. They fixed her heart. Guess what? She was owing about 68,000 because of the, they didn't give her a new heart. They only fixed the hole in the heart. And the surgery was a success. She herself came to me and said, "Pastor, thank you, Jesus." He said, "They wrote off the 68,000. I said, "It's because of the tithe you were paying." Don't let's kid ourselves. God is your insurance. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:12. 6:12. Because of time, we won't be able to read from the top. He said, "Beware, beware, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of whatever he brought you out of. You that were not born in America, go and look at your picture the day you arrived in America. And look at your picture now. Anytime you look in the mirror, say, thank you, Jesus." Hallelujah. Your skin color even has changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, don't hold back Thanksgiving. Don't hold back the glory of God. Give God all the glory. You see, Thanksgiving preserves your life. Thanksgiving is a preserver. Amen. What you thank God for is what will last in your life. Whatever you thank God for, Satan has no right to touch it. Every time Job would thank God, would make sacrifice, before the devil could touch him, he had to take permission from God. He had to take permission. And because God knew Job, he allowed him to be tested. He knew Job would not deny him. Praise the Lord. Malachi chapter 2. Verse 1 and 2. He says, "And now, O priests, this commandment is for you." Now, before you say, "Well, this is for pastors." No, it's for you too. Because Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. What does it say? Quickly. Revelation 5, verse 10. He says, "He has made you and I kings and priests." Hallelujah. "And have made us kings." I don't have time to dissect that today. Kings and priests, you and I, we are kings and priests unto our God, so that we will reign on this earth. I say, you will reign on the earth. Amen. So he said, "And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you." You hold God's thanksgiving, you invite curse. He says, "And I will curse your blessings." Yes, I have cursed them already because you did not take it to heart to give God the glory. Look at Jeremiah 13, verse 15 to 17. He says, "Hear and give ear. Do not be proud. Don't let pride make you hold God thanksgiving. For the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness, before he brings darkness, before he withdraws his hand and the enemy enters, before he switches off the light. As soon as the light is switched off, darkness is at the very border of the extent of light. It's soon seen. And before your feet stumble on the dark mountains," he says, "give God glory. And while you are looking for light, start giving God thanks. It turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. But if you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret for your pride." Touch your neighbor. Say, "Neighbor, are you the one he's talking to?" Say no. Never delay thanksgiving. Don't delay giving God thanks. This is what that one leper out of 10 did. As soon as they were moving, they were going to the high priest. Suddenly they found out that we are not oozing out this poisonous liquid anymore. Our bodies, fingers, toes are healed. Our lips are healed. We don't feel the pain anymore. Now I continue to go. One turn back and say, no, I'm going back. Maybe the other night said, well, later we'll go and give thanks. How many of you have said, later I will do it? Later I will give God glory. Later I will give God honor. Later I will pay my tithes. Later I will give my offering. No. God doesn't like later. God likes quickly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, you see, thanksgiving removes defects from your life. This man came quickly with a big shout. He prostrated. He started saying, thank you. Thank you. Now listen. He did not even know that he would receive anything else. He didn't know. But because he came back to thank Jesus, Jesus made him whole. He wasn't just healed, he was whole. The fingers that were eating off grew back. Everything became normal. Now he had nails that he could see. And they were not like the one he had before. This one was brand new. He was made whole. He was saved. Thanksgiving preserves you, brethren. Thanksgiving is not a gimmick to take anything from you. Rather, it is for God to multiply your life. Hallelujah. What you appreciate is what God will preserve and perfect in your life. Look at the Bible. In James chapter 1, this is interesting. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above. Amen? Every good one, every perfect one. All the 10 lepers, they received good gifts. They were healed. But only one received the perfect one. Only one got back the perfect. Thanksgiving opens you up to the perfect gift of God. Don't be satisfied with the good. There's something beyond good. There's a perfect will of God. There's a perfect blessing of God. There's a whole blessing that you and I can receive. Praise the Lord. He says it comes from above. Every good thing you are enjoying today in your life is from God. Tell your neighbor, say, did you know that? So don't, I cringe when people say, oh, so and so, a self-made millionaire, really? You are the one that made it yourself. Because the life you had, it is you who gave yourself that life. Praise the Lord. The intelligence you have, and some who stole to become millionaires, except for those ones. Praise the Lord. Because the gift of God is good. It's not tainted. Amen? Come on, amen. Amen. Is somebody getting something? Yes. He says, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. If you are not grateful for God's good gifts, you miss out on the perfect gift. If you trivialize God's goodness in your life, how can you expect his manifestations? Hallelujah. How can you expect it? If God has to perfect all that concerns you, thanksgiving becomes a must. Thanksgiving is a must. Why do you go back to thank that person that did something for you? Because so that you can put yourself in the mind of that person. So next time, he can bless you again. If you are holding that back from God, don't expect his manifestation. Thanksgiving does not diminish anybody. It increases you. Hallelujah. Whatever you have in your hand is limited. But in the hands of God, very unlimited. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanksgiving has a multiplier effect. I don't have time. Thanksgiving has a multiplier effect. When Jesus was going to feed the thousands and thousands of people, there was no food except for a few loaves and fish. A few fish. And Jesus took it, gave thanks, began to share it. It multiplied. In the hands of God, anything can multiply. Jeremiah 30 and 19 says, "Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry." Watch this. "And what? I will multiply." Thanksgiving activates what? Multiplication. Because you have to do it by faith. "And they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small." I see God multiplying you to your next level. I say, I see God multiplying you to your next level. Hallelujah. For us as a church, when we engage in thanksgiving, we are inviting God's multiplication. Like I showed the workers this morning. If you read Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 47, it says they were praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church. Let me share with us quickly two ways to give God thanks. Two ways to give God thanks. God does not accept anything that is done grudgingly. God is not interested in it. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes, depending on the depth of your heart. Not grudgingly or out of necessity. For God does what? Loves who?" Oh, come on, help me. God loves who? God will accept it when it is done cheerfully. The benefit will return back to you if you do it cheerfully. You continue to do it cheerfully. I have never given God anything in my life with a heavy heart. No matter how much it is. No matter how much. I have never presented anything before God with a heavy heart. Rather, I do it with joy because I know that when the heavens open, it will be wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving must be done with cheerfulness. Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48. "Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy, because you did not do it with joy and gladness of heart, for the abundance of everything," he says, "therefore, you shall serve your enemy." Somebody say, "It's not me." You didn't say it well, though. "It's not my portion." Say, if you don't serve God with gladness, with joy of heart, for the abundance of everything. He says, "therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you." It's not my portion. He says, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything, is not your portion in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look at it. Why? It is a poison. He says, and he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Can you imagine? God have mercy. Your heart must be involved in anything you are given to God. Anything you are going to give to God, let your heart be in it. As a pastor in this church, I want you to be blessed. We thank God with our voice. We thank God with the wave of our hands. We thank God with our dancing. We thank God with our seed. Appreciating Him for yesterday. Appreciating Him for the whole of last month. In my eyes, it's as if this year is running with extreme speed. When did we just share Happy New Year? We're in the second month already. Today, 2 days ago, we were here. It's the third day already in the new month. It's going so fast. May you accomplish all that God has called you to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Number two, give thanks to God quickly and on time. Quickly and on time. Never postpone thanksgiving. Don't postpone what you are meant to give to God now. Can you imagine somebody being preached to, given the gospel to be saved? A call to be saved is made. And the person said, when I get home, I will kneel before God. And I will ask Him to have mercy on me. I will ask Him as my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is the guarantee for that person? That that person will get home. What is the guarantee? That you get home. Some people will do anything in this life to cover their mistake. And what they will spend to cover the mistake will be much more than the repercussion of whatever the mistake may be. Give thanks quickly. You know why? Because if you don't do it quickly, the danger of not doing it at all is there. And the danger of forgetting. So David had to say, forget not. Moses had to tell to the children of Israel, don't forget the Lord your God. Don't forget. You have the tendency to forget. He says, then beware lest you forget the Lord. God is waiting for your thanksgiving. Every day. Not just when we come to church on Thanksgiving Sunday. God is waiting on your thanksgiving and mine every day. I'm going to be frank with you. One thing I've noticed in this church, any Sunday that is Thanksgiving Sunday, some people don't come to church. Oh, maybe because of the Thanksgiving offering, they are going to give. They won't come. Thanksgiving is the reason why you must be excited to come before the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 out of 10, 10% return to give thanks. 10% understand the weight of appreciation. 10% understand the weight of appreciation. I watched a clip many years ago of an Indian guy who lives in America here. I think somewhere in Atlanta. His mother was coming to visit. He went to wait at the luggage, whatever. There was this stairs that arrival would come and reach where the luggage is. As soon as this guy saw his mother at the top of the stairs, everybody passed. Before his mother got down, he spread a red carpet on the floor and he knelt down or bowed down to receive his mother. And the mother put her hand on him and blessed him. That man appreciates his mother. Appreciation. When you have a genuine heart of appreciation, there is no length that you won't go. There is nothing you won't want to do. I remember going to a church in St. Louis. I went to preach there. And as the Holy Spirit will move, somebody came out to be prayed for. And right there and then, his back that was bent was straightened. The pastor was standing next to me. I was not expecting anything from that church. As he was taking me to the airport, he was just saying, thank you. I was saying, glory to God. He said, what can I give you, Pastor? Pastor, what can I give you? He brought out, in those days we used to use, what's it called? iPod. His brand new iPod. He gave it to me. He didn't even care the music that was on it. He just gave it. He said, take. What can I give you? He had already given me honorarium. He said, what can I? I said, give glory to God. He was full of what? Appreciation. Appreciation. Every day, we owe God thanks. God does for us more than any human being in this world. I didn't even remember. My wife reminded me when the car a few days back, maybe 2 weeks now or so. And she was like, one of the reasons why I have mercy on you every time is because this Odyssey that I'm driving now, the one before this one, you bought it for me, brand new, that I've never had a brand new car ever in my life before, but you tear rubber for me. He said, every time I remember that, there's nothing you can do. I've forgiven you even into 2034. In advance, I said, Lord, I was not even thinking about it. That's appreciation. So anything I do, you won't hear it. Because I will be forgiven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If you delay your thanksgiving, you eradicate your next blessing. You delay your thanksgiving, you eradicate your next blessing. That leper did not know that there was another blessing beyond his healing. He did not know. How many of us are going to thank God this morning? How many of us are really, really going to thank God from the depth of our heart? Time will fail me to point us to many things. Forget not. Just remember, the moment you open your eyes on your bed, the first thing is, Lord, thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, your thanksgiving must be more than your prayer list. If you can thank God more, anything else God will give you. God wants to hear the heart of thanksgiving. God wants to hear the voice of thanksgiving. God is not interested in hearing the voice of grumbling. I chastise myself every time. And I'll tell you why and how. Like after the service today, when I get home, I lay down, then I begin to go back as to how the day started, everything. Initially, I'll be like, oh, I forgot to say this. Oh, did I really bless the people? Then I will remember, you've not thanked God. Then I'll chastise myself. Carl, why did you forget? That's the first thing you're supposed to do. Even if you delayed for 2 seconds, it's too late. It's too late. I remember my father in the Lord. He shared this with us. Because he did not thank God, he was rushing to the car. Suddenly, the car door caught his fingers. Very painful. You know what kind of pain that is? Pained him into the bone. You see, some of us will not understand because there are some people, as you mature, God will deal with you more harshly than he will deal with a babe. He asked God, why? Why will this? He said, have you thanked me? He said he repented there and said, Lord, I'm sorry. He began to thank God. Instantly, the finger got healed. Instantly. You know, because judgment is not speedily executed. Why did God say that judgment will start in his house? It's going to start with pastors. Because we are meant to know better. Believe me, this morning I don't want to teach this. I didn't want to preach this. I have the message, the one that I started last week. That's the one in my heart. Last minute, I started writing all these ones down. And that happens to me a lot. You know? I didn't want to. God said, teach them what is acceptable to me or not. Look at your life. Look at you. As much as comparison is odious, but look at you. You have every reason to thank God. I'm not encouraging somebody who doesn't have a husband to have a child. But hey, it happened. You have a child. You are beating yourself down. There are people who have been married genuinely, righteous living, for 30 years, they don't have one child. And they're still thanking God. They're still thanking God. You know the story of a man who has no shoe that was grumbling until he met a man who had no leg. Then that activated thanksgiving in his life. I may have no shoe, but I have a leg. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you rise up with me? Will you rise up? When it's time to give God thanks this morning, do it from the depths of your heart. Appreciate God. Every organ of your body is functioning appropriately. If your shoe is pinching your feet, you can remove it. But if your liver is paining you, after you remove it, except for God, rise up on your feet. Lift your two hands to heaven and just say thank you. Just say thank you. Just appreciate God from the depths of your heart. Say, Lord, I thank you. I will not hold back thanksgiving anymore. I will not hold it back anymore. I will not hold back that which you have done in my life, that which you have done forever and ever until my last breath. I will always thank you. I will always appreciate you. In whatever situation I find myself, I will always thank you. The Bible says this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He says, give thanks in all things. Give thanks. Lift up your voice and give God thanks. Just appreciate him for the life he's giving you. Just appreciate him because of his sustaining grace. Appreciate him for your past, for your present. If God has dealt with us according to our sins, none of us will be here. But for his grace, give God praise. Give God praise. Almighty, we thank you. Receive our praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.